feel great. You know, everyone benefited a lot from the offseason. So we came in here, and you know, I think everyone's on the same page. Everyone gets what we're trying to do and knows what we're trying to accomplish.
Would you like to be in a situation where maybe you throw the ball a little bit more in a game situation? I know the practices count too, but you haven't gotten a full opportunity to do that the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I think opportunities will come, and you know, I expect that there will probably be some more, you know, in the next couple of weeks. So, you know, you don't know what situation you're going to be put in or what's going to happen. So, just go out there and try to execute what you can. I'm not sure. I'll leave that up to Coach to say if he wants to say.
This is kind of a random question, but okay. In a place where high school football really matters in the state of Wisconsin, having the first night of, you know, really the beginning of the season, the same night as your first home Packers season, home Packers game, talk about that scheduling conflict a little bit.
What's the conflict?
The first night of high school football is the same night as your home game on Friday.
Oh, I didn't know. So, I don't know.
No thoughts on the scheduling conflict or if it's fair to some of those kids or does it matter to you?
What's our first game? Thursday?
Some games are Thursday, but Friday night's the real first week.
All right. Oh, okay. You know, I don't really know. I don't know how to answer that question.
Okay. What was Friday Night Lights like for you as a high school kid?
Friday Night Lights was
growing up in Texas.
It was big, really big. I mean, we were, I think my senior class in my high school, we were a 5A team. I think we had 7 D1 signees my senior year on our team, and every team in our district was the same way. So it was big time high school football, and it, you know, I think all of us were, you know, as prepared coming out of that region of Texas, you know, going into college as any other kids were.
How many people sat in your stadium? Remember?
10,000, 15,000, something like that.
It's a little bit different.
I've never been to a high school game here, so I don't know.
Matt, you've been through a lot of these preseason games, obviously, through your career. At this stage now, do you go into these, like, do you want to focus on, you know, just working on one or two things, or are you looking, you know, big picture, like, I just want to, you know, just want to move the ball?
Yeah, I focus on big picture things. I focus on trying to score points. I don't focus on, I got to get better at throwing this route or doing this or that. Playing the quarterback involves a lot of things. So you got to think about a lot of things and you got to think about, getting yourself in the right situation. You got to think about moving the chains and putting up points.
When you take the field against a team that, you know, you used to be with, I know it's just preseason. Do you carry a little extra chip on your shoulder out of there onto the field?
I think if you do that, you can put yourself in situations to get in a little bit of trouble. I've always taken the approach of the game of being level-headed and being a calm influence. So, you know, that's kind of my goal going into this game. I'm not going to try to do anything above and beyond what's necessary. So, you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you're trying to make plays or trying to throw deep on them every time because, you know, you make mistakes. So, I'm just going to play my game and see what happens.
Is that easy to do? I mean, do you think you have to consciously think, all right, I don't really have anything to show these guys anymore, or do you think your personality is such that you truly don't
I think maybe if I was a younger player in the league, maybe I would be more difficult, but, you know, nothing surprises me in this league anymore. Nothing surprises me on the field, off the field, business, you know, whatever it is. Not surprised by anything, so I think things roll off my shoulders a little bit faster than they probably used to. So, you know, I don't think I'm going to have to really worry about me being hot-headed or anything.
Then you get to go to Seattle in a couple of weeks, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of the
tour.
In Buffalo at the end of the year?
Yeah, that's right. Get to see all my buddies. Too.